Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's another Christian, and also my Sunday to preach, according to a schedule that Pastor Schinkel and I made. I'm also a preacher because I graduated from a seminary. I attended the Fort Wayne Seminary and graduated in 1983, which is 40 years ago. That's a long time. But I had to go to Kent State and Youngstown State to graduate to become a teacher. And so now I'm offset, and we're going to begin this sermon that I call the Christmas Angels. You see, in the Bible, there's a lot of references to angels. They're flying all over the place, especially at the time of Jesus' birth. Because there were angels going to tell Mary, you're going to have a baby. Joseph, you're going to be the daddy, but you're not really the daddy. You're going to be the stepfather, but you're going to take care of him. And so there is this back and forth between heaven and earth to get ready for the greatest event in human history, which is the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, when you consider it, Jesus is God. And for God to become a man is a monumental miracle. People, you know how people are born. You know about the birds and the bees and all of that. It takes two. And each one of those two contribute 23 chromosomes. 23, 4 to 6. And now on the chromosomes are genes. And not all genes are created equal. We have genes for everything. You're as tall as you are because of genes. You have the color of eyes you have because of genes. You're as smart as you are because of genes. Genes, genes, genes. Now, when you consider Jesus, 46 chromosomes and genes. And genes he got from Mary and Joseph and the angel. And so you have this combination. The 23 chromosomes from Mary and 23 from the Holy Spirit. And these have to get together to produce a child. And that child is Jesus. And when you think of it from that perspective, that is the greatest miracle that ever happened. Where you can take, it's like trying to breed dogs and cats. It just doesn't work. Well, here's an angel from God that has to give the 23 chromosomes, and then there's those coming from Mary. And so these two get together, and what do they produce? Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man. And when you think of what he had to do, Jesus was God, the maker of everything, heaven and earth. And he had to become a man in order to redeem us. Now, the step from being God to coming to being a man is a great leap. That's why I said it is a great miracle that Jesus did in his birth. Now, this whole subject of angels is an interesting one that Hollywood likes to speak about. You know, there are movies about angels. Angels here and angels there and angels doing everything. But the angels were given the honor of coming to Mary, Joseph, and all of those and telling them about the birth of Christ. Now, I don't know where angels live. I assume they live in heaven. Do they have angel barracks in heaven like they do in the military? And they call them out for special jobs? Well, if that's the case, then these angels had the best job ever, going to earth and telling Mary and Joseph and a whole bunch of others about Christ the Lord being born. Now, again, what a miracle that is for the divine God to become a human. What a step. And it shows the monumental love of God in Christ that he sought to come to earth to seek and to save the lost. And we are an example of what he came to do. And in our faith, which was given to us by the Holy Spirit and is sustained. Now, it's one thing to be given the faith, but it's another thing to sustain it. You got to keep that faith. And that's why we come to church. That's why we receive the sacrament. Because that faith that's in it, it fires it. It makes it stronger so that we are able to live, to sustain ourselves in this world of conflict where we have the devil, the world, and the flesh all out to deceive us and to destroy us. And so, when Christ was born, the bugle sounded in heaven and all the angels assembled. Look up in the sky and all you can see is angels. And what are they doing? They are praising God because the Lord knew we were coming and knew we had to have salvation, as does everyone. And so he sent Jesus into the world to do what? To seek and to save the lost. And so my theme today, I was talking about the angels. And the angels were happy. The angels were joyful. They broke out in song as we should, to praise God for everything that he has done, especially in sending his son to redeem the world of sinners, of whom we are chief. And now may this peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith unto life everlasting. Amen.